At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea, just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC, copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we start with the Irish Times, and it leads with Fianna Fáil prioritises policing and government negotiations. Its lead story says policing reform is set to be a central plank for Fianna Fáil in programme for government negotiations, with a tussle over the justice portfolio expected in coalition talks with Fine Gael. Fianna Fáil emphasised justice issues during the general election campaign, indicating it would be interested in pursuing the portfolio and saying the area needs a fresh approach, with Fine Gael having held the ministry for 14 years. Sources say the party is keen to put a focus on community policing and visibility. Fianna Fáil proposed an overhaul of Garda recruitment structures during the campaign, including a graduate entry scheme for the force. And the party is also expected to target an overhaul of supports for working families, which would move beyond once-off payments to structural changes. And party TDs want to bring in support for working families outside the welfare system, in particular increased spending on affordable housing. So the issue of government formation continuing to dominate the headlines. Also on the front page of the Irish Times, Leaving Cert students cleared to use AI in research projects. This report from Carl O'Brien. Leaving Cert students will be permitted to use artificial intelligence tools when preparing research projects that are worth at least 40% of marks across a range of subjects from next year. However, students will be obliged to quote or reference any use of AI tools or risk losing all marks for their projects. The development has prompted an angry response from some teachers who say it will undermine the integrity of the Leaving Cert. However, the head of the Irish School Level Second Level Students Union said the move simply recognises that exam candidates may use AI tools such as ChatGPT in the same way as search engines such as Google. So that's an interesting development there in the Leaving Cert. I do remember when they allowed us to introduce use calculators in exams. So we've come an awful long way since that, but quite an interesting development in terms of AI in research projects. The Irish Independent, it leads on Ciarán Comhairle move means Fine Gael need extra independent. Its lead story says Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be scrambling for even more independence to prop up their expected coalition after it emerged Seán Ó Fáil is on course to be voted back in as the Ciarán Comhairle in 2 weeks' time. It leaves the anticipated coalition with just 85 TDs, too short of a working majority. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will want a larger number to ensure stability. And Micheál Martin is taking charge of coalition talks, having sounded out a number of independent TDs already. That's the top story there on the front of the Irish Independent. A couple of stories on the front of the Irish Examiner. It leads with Kinahan cartel use Russian networks. The Kinahan cartel and other Irish organised crime groups use the money laundering services of sprawling multi-billion-dollar Russian criminal networks that have now been hit by British and US agencies. The agency said the two networks also assisted Russian clients targeted by sanctions linked to the war in Ukraine and helped to fund the Russian espionage operations. The British National Crime Agency led the operation together with powerful US asset, financial crime and drug agencies. And I know that from the press release issued yesterday, the Gardaí were also involved in that as well, that investigation. Another story on the front of the Irish Examiner. A prism building dream looked shattered. Catherine Shanahan reports that the prism, Cork City's 20 million euro answer to New York's iconic Flatiron building, looks destined to never get off or above ground. The developers failed to buy more time for the project. While the startup nature of the build had fueled speculation it might never go ahead, the Irish Examiner can confirm that not only has planning permission lapsed, but an attempt by the developers to extend its duration by 5 years has been refused by Cork City Council. The Irish Daily Mail, a couple of stories on its front page, but it also has the man in court charged with murder of his 8-year-old daughter. We cover that in the news, of course. The Irish Sun also leading that story. Malaika, dad on murder charge, no bail over death of little girl aged 8. That's the subject, the story that leads the Irish Daily Mirror as well. Dad charged with little Malaika's murder, and he's also accused of attempting to kill the girl's mother as well. And 34-year-old in court is the headline on the Irish Daily Star. Charged with murder of own daughter is the headline on the Irish Daily Star. And the Herald, it goes with revealed Kinahan's Russian crypto queen. And the Kinahan's cartel's close links with two major Russian crime networks was exposed yesterday following an international money laundering inquiry. They're the headlines, but inside the papers there's plenty as well. Inside the Irish Times on page 3, rush hour bus journey times in Dublin cut. Rush hour bus journey times in Dublin have been cut by a quarter on the Liffey's North Quays and almost one third on the South Quays since restrictions on private traffic were introduced last August, according to the National Transport Authority. The Dublin City Centre transport plan prohibits private cars and commercial vehicles from travelling directly east or west along the Liffey at either side of O'Connell Bridge from 7am to 7pm. Figures presented by the authority's chief executive, Anne Graham, to Dublin City Council yesterday show that the bus travel times at the 8am to 9am peak have fallen by 25% on the North Quays and from 5pm to 6pm evening peak on the South Quays. As commuters leave the city, journey times have reduced by 32%. So there seems to be a significant impact on their public transport there with those new traffic restrictions. Another story catching my eye in the Irish Times, and this is the airlines challenging Dublin Airport passenger cap. They agree that there are questions for the EU courts. This is airlines and other parties involved in a series of challenges to seasonal passenger caps at Dublin Airport have agreed certain legal issues must be clarified by the European Court of Justice, Court of Justice of the European Union, which takes an average of 16 months to provide a ruling. And that's the details of a hearing yesterday as well in relation to that. The Irish Independent, page 11, it has a home of Kildare politician targeted by vandals while his children slept. The family home of a Kildare county councillor was targeted by vandals and thugs when a rock was thrown through a window yesterday morning while the family were asleep upstairs. Bill Clear, who ran as an independent candidate in the general election but missed out on the seat, said his family had been left terrified by the ordeal, and he is now questioning whether politics is worth it anymore. And he said his wife and himself and his three children were at home upstairs sleeping when it happened in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Also in the Irish Independent, the private sector workers may be in line for a pay rise of up to 7%. Unions urge to seek increases and better wage rates for new workers. Private sector workers may be set for pay rises of up to 7% next year after the Irish Congress of Trade Unions issued its yearly wage guidance. Also, another story that caught my eye, 64% of Irish people would back financing military equipment to Ukraine. This story in the Irish Examiner. Nearly two-thirds of Irish people agree to financing military equipment for Ukraine. That's according to an EU survey. The finding contrasts with the government's position of only supplying non-lethal aid in order to comply with Ireland's long-standing policy of military neutrality. And I'll give you one final good news story. Good news, eating a few chunks of dark chalk cuts stroke risk. A piece or two of dark chocolate might feel like the guilty pleasure that gets you through the day, but it may be that it's nothing guilty about, even if you treat yourself five times a week. So that's in the Irish Daily Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.